In a YouTube video from comedian Mike Descato, protesters hold up signs on the side of the road with an unexpected message: God hates figs. It's a satirical spoof on the Westboro Baptist Church's anti-gay slogans.
The idea being, humor allows us to address topics we couldn't otherwise address. So topics that are so heavily loaded that we just have trouble having rational dialogue with, we know satire can like disarm the audience.
But do you hate figs?
I personally do, yeah. It wreaks havoc on my digestive system.
Everyone loves a Fig Newton. We're from Massachusetts.
Descato is the artistic director for Improv Boston. He's in town this week for the Juno Festival, along with six other performers from the troupe, and Dina Chris, the national touring director.
At 3 years old, I told my family I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, and I thought that meant you would stand on a coffee table and tell jokes, so that's what I would do at family parties.
There are different types of improv comedy. There's short form, like something you would see on the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Long form, surrealist.
So unlike traditional theater where you might see a show that has a script involved, we are literally making everything up on the spot.
Chris says being scriptless on stage with sweaty hands and mounting anxiety is how improv comedy gets made.
And it can be paralyzing for people. So just knowing that fear is where you want to be and leaning into that, it's transformative for people to think about running into the fear instead of away from it.
You look like a walking peach. For God's sake.
I was going to say like a floppy salmon.
Like a floppy salmon or something.
Both comedians say they were bullied growing up.
If you've escaped middle school or high school without feeling alienated or excluded on some level, I would like to meet you. That's very impressive.
Are you poor?
No, I bought these.
And I didn't know what to do. I was the kid that was too paralyzed with fear to say anything. So I turned into a very quiet kid who stopped raising their hand in the classroom, who stopped wanting to do things socially with friends. It wasn't until high school that I realized, oh, yeah, everyone's got their own thing. We're all weird in our own way.
The experience inspired Chris to create an improv comedy anti-bullying initiative. They workshop different scenarios for middle school kids.
The first thing we tell kids to do is tell them that hurt your feelings, which is really hard when you're a kid because you feel like they just hurt my feelings. I don't want them to know that. But the reality is if they've already said that to you, they want to hurt your feelings and they're not going to stop.
Improv Boston says they're working on similar programs for people suffering from PTSD and drug recovery. They say comedy is good for a laugh, but it's also good for healing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It not only can be, it is.
At this weekend's performance in Juno, Improv Boston says there's only one thing the audience can expect: the unexpected. In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.